my name is Elda Abraham. Today's November 24th, and I have Maren Abraham, who has two sisters, and I'll be discussing the influence of social media on young girls. So thank you for being here today.
Thanks for talking to me.
And so I'm just going to just go ahead and jump into the first question. What do you think is the effect of social media and technology on teenage girls?
I think the overall effect of social media on teenage girls is a negative impact. It has a negative impact on them. I think there are ways that it could have positive impacts with different types of social media, sending funny memes and stuff, making people happy, or there's also the negative side of it, whereas girls will look at these images of perfect Instagram models with perfect lives and they start to compare themselves to that. So I think that probably has more of an influence on young teenage girls in a negative way.
Yeah, I totally agree. So my next question is, so you mentioned that social media could potentially make a girl specifically feel insecure, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How exactly does social media make someone, a teenage girl, feel insecure?
Yeah, so like I was talking about earlier, young girls will go on social media like Instagram, swipe through pictures and see pictures of these girls that are getting paid to travel the world, that have, you know, these picture-perfect bodies, picture-perfect faces and hair. Everything is, you know, it looks great on camera. Obviously, these people are editing and they're only showing the best part of their lives, but these girls that are, you know, entering middle school, high school, they look at these pictures and they say, wow, this girl looks so perfect. Why am I not like this? Why is my hair not long? Why am I not skinny like this? Why am I not traveling? So they'll start to compare themselves a lot. And I feel like they're comparing themselves so much that it's lowering their self-esteem when you're already at such a young age where you probably don't already have that much confidence. So I think that's one reason that it'll really make girls feel insecure, because they just start to compare themselves with these picture-perfect people on social media.
So do you think social media could potentially cause a girl to develop an eating disorder?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, when you're 13, maybe you're starting to gain weight, and then you're looking at pictures of these girls in bikinis, and they're so skinny. They look, you know, you don't obviously know what's going on, what they eat and whatnot, but you'll think, wow, why don't I look like this? And maybe it just makes you so insecure that you stop eating, or that, you know, like the quick way and the only way that you might know, instead of talking to your parents saying like, hey, maybe I should get a gym membership or do this. I think it definitely could cause eating disorders.
So do you think it's difficult for parents to regulate their daughter's use on social media?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think that's really possible unless you have a really strict policy where they're not even allowed to download social media, or if you take away their phones and laptops, which nowadays I feel like is almost impossible. I know most people will wake up, check all their social media. When they're going to bed, they'll check all their social media. Throughout the day, they'll check it a few times. Especially during the day, like when they're in school, at times when their parents aren't around. So I don't really think there's much of an option for parents to regulate it unless they just take away all their electronics or somehow ban them from using social media.
Right. So this kind of just leads me into the next question. Do you personally think that parents should regulate or monitor teenagers' use on social media? Do you think there's a responsibility?
Mm-hmm. Again, it really just depends on the teenage girl specifically. Sometimes they'll feel more confident at a young age and social media won't really affect them, but then other girls that feel, compared to other girls that feel less confident at a young age, they have low self-esteem, they're very insecure, they'll see these images and feel really insecure. So I think at a certain age, you shouldn't be using social media, especially when you're just starting to develop. I think certain social medias like Facebook are used more as a way to communicate with people.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter is used more as just to kind of see funny images, and it's not really about looking at pictures of perfect people. Whereas Instagram, I think, is the one that probably has the most effect. So I think Instagram, you know, maybe parents should say you have to be 16 or 17 to start using Instagram. But Facebook and Twitter, I don't really think there's a specific age where parents should do that.
Right. So do you think that there is an appropriate age where a teen should be allowed to create a social media account like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
Yeah, like going back to what I just said. Yeah, like I just mentioned, I think definitely Facebook, you know, they can use at whatever age. Twitter, maybe just because there's some more inappropriate stuff, maybe at 13 or 14. And then again, more so depending on the specific person, I think Instagram, you should be a little older at a point where you've established who you are and maybe have a little self-confidence. This way you're not getting on it immediately before you know really anything and thinking, okay, this is perfect, this is what I need to look like, and this is what my life needs to be.
Mm-hmm. And so do you think boys are different than girls when it comes to social media and how it affects them? Do you think they're affected, you know, differently, or they go through the same struggles?
Mm-hmm. So what my immediate response, what I want to say, is that boys aren't as affected. Obviously, I think there are some boys that are just as affected. But
right.
Based on, you know, I have sisters, all of my closest friends are females. A lot of the pages I follow on Instagram are female related. So from what I see, like, Instagram is more female based from my eyes. You know, obviously there are famous Instagram guys that have like perfect pictures and stuff, but I don't think guys really look at that and say, wow, I need to look like this. I think a lot of them are more naturally confident, and I don't think it affects them, but like I said, I can't really fully answer that question.
Okay. And so my last question to you is, do you think social media has any positive effects or benefits to young teenage girls?
Yeah, I think that social media can have some positive effects on young teenage girls. I think more so it's a negative effect, but some girls will go on social media like Twitter just to see funny videos, read some news articles, communicate with friends through that social media. So in that ways, it's pretty positive. You're looking at funny pictures and videos like memes, and you're making yourself laugh and you're having a good time on social media. You're talking to your friends. So I think there definitely can be positive
impacts. So you think it's a good way to interact with people that you know?
Yeah, and also just like maybe someone you haven't seen in a while, you're seeing the pictures they're posting and mm-hmm. you're thinking, oh well, they're doing this now or they go here. Also, I think, like I was talking earlier, these perfect pictures, you might see it, and instead of being jealous and comparing yourself to it, you might use it as inspiration in a positive way.
Right.
You might get ideas for your next haircut, ideas for outfits, and where you want to travel to next. So if you are a little older, and like I said, if you have more confidence and you're like more self-established and you kind of know who you are and you're looking at these pictures, I don't think it'll impact you as much. So I think you'll see these nice pictures and think, wow, she's in Paris right now. Like, I'd love to go there, instead of saying, why am I not there? I hate my life type of thing.
Okay. You had really good points, and I'm really glad you shared your views and opinions when it comes to social media. So thank you so much for talking.
No problem. I enjoyed talking about this.
Yep. Thank you.